A lot of people assume that federal Indian housing is just a handout, but more than likely it's a hand up. And one of the things that's really important about this is that I'll show you some of these, this particular picture. And these are residents. These are young people that used to reside in NHA homes. And basically what has happened is that, like in this particular one, you know, the young lady is at Fort Lejeune in North Carolina, and she scored 600 out of 600 out of the physical fitness test. And so we have a lot of our kids, and then we have different people that are here. Some of them are master silversmith. We have a lieutenant that is in the Gallup Police Department that lives in a subdivision. We have various individuals that have gone on, and basically what they have experience in living in developments, basically they've gone on. And I know of some individuals that are living in Albuquerque right now. They're moving on to their second house, and they understand it, so they're not repeating in the system. So they just understand it, and that's where it gives them the opportunity to explore other opportunities and get ahead in school. And that's one of the biggest things that we like to see is individuals going out there and then expanding upon and having the opportunity. So if you imagine, just like where we were coming from, you know, people making the daily commute to school and vehicles break down and homework has to be done, Housing Authority provides them an opportunity to have a house so that they can do homework. And that's something that's really important as well. I just wanted to point that portion out to you.
Thank you.